on-site crematory, the only crematory within 50 miles. We also have state-of-the-art pet cremation equipment to better serve the communities you call home.
This week, text the word Bluestem to the KVOE Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line for your chance to win a Lasco 20-inch 3-speed box fan from Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Winner announced after 4 p.m. Friday. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:35, and it is time again for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
It's never too early to start saving at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. ESFCU offers a variety of savings options for special occasions in your life. Get ready for Christmas shopping, put money away for next year's vacation, or start a rainy day fund. All of these and more available at ESFCU.com or text or call today, 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Choice.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Well, we're swimming over here, so hope everybody is staying safe. We have a few folks as well that are not coming in today. They're working remotely. They're not even going to attempt to get across some of that Burlingame Road situation and some of the other areas. So we hope everybody stays safe this morning, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, 5 to 6 inches of rainfall will cause some problems, and we are in the midst of a flash flood warning here. So everything okay out at the Tech College?
It is. Thank you very much. We started classes yesterday. However, I was able to pull Ashley Johnson, our director of admissions, over to discuss some of our opportunities still for folks to get enrolled. So I pulled her away from the line for a few minutes. And so she's joined us, and we'll talk about a little bit of our enrollment items. But a couple of things, we obviously want to express our appreciation to Emporia State Federal Credit Union for their support of Tech Talk. Also want to give a shout-out to them and the rounds they do as everyone starts classes and all of the educational institutions get going. They sponsored lunch for us last week and enjoyed some time with some of our folks, and I know they did that around the community. So we do appreciate their engagement and their support of so many of our educational institutions as well as Tech Talk.
Well, great, and it sounds like things are off to a good start. So classes started Monday, which was yesterday, at Flint Hills Tech College. The fuse is now lit for the fall semester. Ashley, has enrollment been a smooth process?
You know, there's been ups and downs. There's always challenges at the beginning of the year, but we have a very strong student success center that we work well together. And when a student comes in and they are needing help, whether they don't know where their classes are or they're needing help filling out their application or FAFSA, we find a way to help that student and make sure that they're able to continue the process.
All right, so if there are those still considering maybe yay or nay to Flint Hills Tech College, still time to enroll and get in?
Absolutely. We are enrolling until Friday, and we have extended office hours this week. So we are open from 7:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday this week, and 7:30 to 4 on Friday. We are accepting walk-ins. You can give us a call. If you are seeking more information about how to enroll for this fall semester, just come on in, and we're here to help.
So the enrollment process, you make it pretty easy?
We do. So the first step would be to fill out an application for admissions. Our application is free, and it doesn't obligate you to anything. All it does is it puts the student in contact with our admissions team, so we can request items needed such as transcripts, maybe a tuberculosis test, maybe a driver's license. Each program has different requirements, but once those requirements are met, they meet with an advisor and enroll for classes.
All right. Now, are there any classes that are full and not available now, Ashley?
We do have some programs in the morning sections that are currently full with a wait list. However, we do have afternoon options that are open, And we also have started offering more evening classes, and those are available as well.
All right, so it's as easy as making a phone call or stopping out at Flint Hills Tech College if you want more information or would like to get enrolled to one of the many fine classes. Easy to do, and they will take care of you out at Flint Hills Tech College with no problem whatsoever if this is the route you want to take. And if you want a great job, because the placement rating, Karen, is pretty high there, isn't it?
Oh, Ron, we are very proud of that. I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't even have that on my bulleted list to mention. But we did get our latest. We haven't dolled up that document yet, but we got the raw data. And we have, for our 22-23, so 2022-2023 graduates, we have a 98% placement rate. And that is something that I'm incredibly proud of. We ticked that up from a 97% placement rate to a 98% placement rate. The one thing I'm very proud of, Ashley referenced the front office folks. So many people at the college get on board. We were able to get a 90% response rate for that year of data. Wow. And so to be able to get that, we know that to increase even by one percentage point the placement rate, yet have a 90% response rate, we recognize that with the help of the community and our faculty, our front office staff, that we're making a difference in people's lives in our community.
Indeed you are. Indeed you are. And you had a board meeting recently. Anything new come out of that, Karen?
We did have a board meeting last night, and, you know, a couple of things. I don't really ever do this, and I need to do this. Give a shout-out to our board members. We appreciate their governance, their leadership, their recommendations, and so I do appreciate the time that they – it's an appointment, and it is a volunteer. And so for them to take their time and invest in that and where the college is going and have that kind of insight and guidance for us is really significant. We do appreciate their role. We did appoint a new one last night on behalf of the county commissioners. The representative there is Jordan Jenkins, and he's with Hills Pet Nutrition, the director of manufacturing there. And so we really appreciate that he is willing and interested to serve on the college's board alongside the other members. And they are Leslie Seeley, she's our current chair, Mandy Steffes with Newman Regional Health, Amanda Drescher with CareArc, Michael Black with Emporia State Bank, ESV, and Dr. Jerry Spotswood with Emporia State University. So we do appreciate the investment they make of their personal time to help the college continue to serve the needs of our communities.
Well, and thank you for all you do, too, as we want to give Karen a shout-out for the fine job she did as an official judge at the ESB Financial Watermelon Contest that happened a couple of weeks ago at the Homegrown Celebration. Yeah. Well, you're an old veteran at that now.
That's right. I didn't have to model and give an example of how to eat that watermelon this year, so that was okay.
Well, there are a lot of things happening and progressing at Flint Hills Tech College, and we can't wait until our next meeting here. Of course, Karen joins us monthly, courtesy of Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice. Anything else you'd like to bring up here this morning, Karen?
One final thing. Obviously, we do want to encourage folks to get out. We are continuing enrollment for the week. But we are also, Manufacturing Week is the first week of October, and we're planning to have an open house for some of our renovated spaces. We have a new cybersecurity lab. We have a new programmable logic controls, PLC lab, in our industrial engineering program. And then the welding. We're finishing up a $1 million renovation and upgrade to some of their operations. It's been about a year and a half in the making. So we're very excited to be able to do an open house and share these spaces with the community the first week of October. So be watching for that.
Yeah, those are spaces that are done, and then there's many more in the plans for Flint Hills Tech College, and we're excited to follow all the excitement at FHTC. Karen, thank you so much.
Ron, thank you. I'm not sure if Tegan or Chuck is out there, but thank them, too, for what they're doing in the community to help us be aware of all the alerts going on.
All right, Ashley, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great day. All right. Karen Doherty and Ashley Johnson, Flint Hills Technical College, in with Tech Talk this morning, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. It is 845, 70 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian forces now take